The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in our beautiful downtown studios. It's Saturday morning. Get out on your back deck. Fire up that grill. I don't care what the weather is at your place. It's grilling time at mine. Glad to be here. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, I'm glad you're here, too. I'm glad everybody's back because it is grilling time here on The Grillin' Guys on the Cumulus Broadcasting Network. And we are just thrilled to death to bring you all sorts of great events and wonderful, like we just spoke with Doug Walsh from Fen Valley. I mean, there's so many good reasons to get on your back deck or even maybe stay in your living room and enjoy a glass of wine while that smoker's going on the back deck. Right, Jop?
Absolutely. One of those new drop-in Goodwin grills that are coming out. That's going to be just a fantastic unit. I love smoked meat. My wife, not so much, but... At the bottom line is if I can grill and smoke on the same unit, what a cool piece of equipment.
It is. And speaking of cool pieces of equipment, that big chuck wagon smoker of mine, that good one that I tow around, well, coming up here on St. Paddy's Day, the city of Rockford is having their community expo, and that town really blows it up. I think they get like 10 or 15,000 people through that thing. It starts at 8 in the morning. Well, anyway, we have a new Goodwin dealer in Rockford, and it's called Rockford Ace Hardware.
Okay.
And this guy wants to go in there with all the guns a-blazing, and he wants to smoke it up, and he's got this huge new cool barbecue section in his store. And if you haven't been to Rockford Ace yet, walk in there, and I can't think of the name of this section he gave it, but it's got its own logo and everything. It's totally sweet. It's done up in Barnwood. He's doing it upright. So he wants to put on this big gig for the community expo, and he needs me to come up and work it, and he wants, you know, the good one to come out and all this stuff. And I said, you know what? That's a big job. I think I'm going to call on one of my boys from Kansas. So on the live line right now, we have a.k.a. Gino. How are you, Gene?
Hey, I'm doing good, fellas. How y'all doing up there?
Oh, great. This is Gene Cox. He's one of our traveling cowboys for the good one. He's actually a quality control engineer for Boeing. So when he's not barbecuing, he's Boeing.
Yeah.
So you're going to come out and you're going to smoke things up in Rockford. And as soon as we get done with the show here on St. Paddy's Day, I'll be up there joining you.
Yeah, absolutely. They asked me to come up. Ace of Hearts did, I can see. And I said, you betcha, I'll come up and help you all out and cook for Pete and Kruer from the Ace Hardware there in Rockford.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And Gene Cox, to give you a little background, he's got a competition team called Flatland Barbecue. I know you help out a few other teams. But you've been putting down some real serious barbecue in Kansas for at least 20 years that I know of. But he also happens to be the best friend and high school buddy of none other than Robbie Russell.
Oh,
so now you know too much about this guy.
No, yeah, I've known him since seventh grade, so he's come into our district. Good man. Good
Cowboy
man.
Rob Russell, he taught us how to make some butter with shorts on a couple weeks ago. It was Bernays butter, but he couldn't say it, so it was Bernese. And I'm like, Bernese, do you have to have shorts on to make that butter? There was like 5 seconds of silence on the other end. He goes, oh, Jop. That's all he said. It was funny.
Well, so anyway, that's going to be on St. Paddy's Day, which is like March 17th every year, right? I can never remember it.
9 to 3 at the high school.
Yes, it'll be at the Rockford High School. And I guess Pete says there's like 10,000 people we have to plan on giving samples to. So, that'll be a great event, and it's great that you can come out for that. You'll be out the night before, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, I'll have to make sure that I have to make sure I come and give you a greeting when you get into town, and we'll sit down and strategize over a nice cold Michigan microbrew.
Hey, that sounds good to me. We'll be outside the high school there right before they enter, under a big tent, handing out samples, and it's going to be good. Sausages, country pork ribs, brats, chicken, kielbasa, other smoked meats. Just promoting that Goodwin grill smoker combination.
Great time to see it, and a great way to do it.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you taking a little time with us and giving everybody the word on the fact that you're coming into the market. And I guess we're going to see what you got for skills when you get here, right?
Yeah, it'll be some easy cooking there, I'm sure. We won't do a lot of expensive meats, but it's going to be good no matter what.
Yeah.
9 to 3.
Is he coming in on a Boeing jet, or is he just taking commercial?
Actually, no, not from here. We're going to take a couple of little regional jets.
That's great. But anyway, thanks a lot, Gino. Pleasure to have you on the show, and looking forward to meeting you there in March.
Oh, I'll be glad to be there with you, Bob.
All right, bud.
Take care.
All right, we'll see you later, Gino. Thanks a lot. That's Gene Cox from Flatlanders Barbecue out in. He's a little bit west of Robbie out there. He's in a, I can't remember where in Kansas, but he's quite a ways west.
Yeah, out there where Dorothy is?
Yeah, somewhere around where the house first was. Yeah. Oz.
Speaking of events in March up there in Rockford, they're having this great little expo up at the high school. I've been to that thing before, and it's a lot of fun. The community comes out and supports that. Bob, I got to know, how are you going to give samples away to the 5,000-10,000 people that show up at that thing? What's that plan look like? How do you cook for a big group like that?
Well, you have to cut them into really little pieces.
Yeah,
no, we're bringing the big chuck wagon out there, so we're going to smoke up a bunch and... Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, you'll be cooking all day. You'll probably start the night before and then just roll through. It's not anything you're going to sell. You're just going to sample, right?
Nope, just giving out samples.
Yeah.
And, of course, Pete brought in all kinds of sauces from Three Little Pigs, that Stockyard from Original Juan, and
right.
A lot of great rubs and sauces. So even if you're not trying out meats, you can be dipping in sauces and stuff like that. So
yeah, should be a lot of fun. Should be a whole lot of fun.
Well, you know, those community expos, when they're big like that, they are pretty exciting. I've worked them for years, and it's just a great way for the businesses to reconnect to the community, and you get to see people that maybe don't come in your store all the time. And
Yeah, and it'll be right on the heels of St. Paddy's Day, too. We'll have some great guests. I think our friends from Pete and Tui's will probably be in on that day.
And Quinn and Tui's.
Did I say Pete? I meant Quinn and Tui's, yeah. So just a lot of fun. St. Paddy's Day is a great time to get out and show your spirit a little bit, be safe, but have a great time. But coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking a little bit again with our friend Doug Welsh from Fen Valley. He's got some events that are going to be happening through the spring and summer that you won't want to miss. I'm telling you, these wines are fantastic. You got to check this out. It's a great opportunity to go find some great Michigan-made products. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.